I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Texas lawmakers and activists portrayed the guilty verdict in America's most closely watched trial of a white police officer in a generation as a step toward justice, but said there's more work ahead to reform police behavior and the criminal justice system. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of murdering George Floyd. Jurors found Chauvin guilty of all three charges he faced: second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Floyd's murder sparked nationwide Black Lives Matter protests across the U.S. and in Texas during the summer and prompted renewed calls for police reform. And Texas police departments garnered criticism of their use of force during those protests. Before this year's legislative session began, the Texas Legislative Black Caucus unveiled the George Floyd Act that would ban chokeholds and limit police use of force in an effort to protect Texans from police brutality. Members of the caucus responded to the verdict with public calls to pass the caucus's police reform bill. Before moving to Minneapolis, George Floyd was a resident of Houston's Third Ward, a historically black neighborhood. During a press conference, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner called for reflection and said he and the Houston Police Department would be announcing police reforms next week. Multiple U.S. Congress members representing Texans also shared their responses to the verdict Tuesday, with some calling for the U.S. Senate to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. The federal bill, which passed the U.S. House in March, would ban the use of chokeholds and no-knock warrants and set other national standards for police conduct. And high-profile civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who represents Floyd's family, wants to redirect national attention to the 2019 death of Pamela Turner, a black Texas woman killed by a Baytown police officer. Turner's death was partially captured on video by a bystander. Crump is representing Turner's family in a federal lawsuit filed earlier this year against the officer, the city of Baytown, and the managers of the apartment complex where the shooting took place. The trial is set to begin on May 25th, exactly 1 year after Floyd's murder. Texas lawmakers have been presented with billions of dollars in federal incentives this year to join 38 other states in expanding the state-run Medicaid program. It could amount to about $1,500 per month for an individual or $3,000 a month for a family of four. Currently, the threshold in Texas is about $200 per month for a family of two or about $300 per month for a family of four. Among several bills filed in the conservative Texas legislature is a Medicaid expansion plan with bipartisan support that is similar to those adopted in some Republican-led states. 9 House Republicans and all 67 House Democrats have publicly signed on to House Bill 3871, which would give it enough votes to pass. Medicaid expansion is expected to be introduced in some form as a floor amendment Thursday when the House debates the state budget. First introduced as part of President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act in 2010, the requirement to expand eligibility for Medicaid was fiercely resisted by Republican-led states, including Texas, on the argument that it was fiscally unsustainable and expanded an entitlement program when the goal should be to make people less dependent on the government. Since then, however, all but 12 states have expanded their Medicaid programs. Texas, meanwhile, has relied on a federal funding agreement, known as the 1115 waiver, that was first approved in 2011 as a means to help hospitals care for uninsured people until the states expanded their Medicaid programs under the ACA. Then, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states couldn't be required to expand Medicaid. In the years after, Texas leaders fought to keep the waiver, which doesn't provide health care coverage, drug coverage, or other services covered by Medicaid, while resisting expanding Medicaid. The new federal incentives, combined with news last week that Texas may lose its 1115 funding by October 2022, bring a new pitch to the decade-long debate over adding more than 1 million people to the Medicaid rolls in Texas. Texas has the highest rate of uninsured residents in the nation, and roughly 75% of them are people of color. If Texas expanded Medicaid, the federal government would bump its reimbursement to the state from 62% of Medicaid expenditures to 67%. And it would pay 90% of the costs for the estimated 1.4 million adults who would become newly eligible for the program. The Texas House on Thursday is slated to consider its two-year, $246 billion budget proposal in what could be the chamber's most animated debate yet this legislative session. House members have filed nearly 240 proposed tweaks to the massive spending plan, and are expected to spend hours taking votes on controversial issues ranging from Medicaid expansion to border security. Another potential point of contention, what to do with tens of billions of dollars in federal funding for coronavirus relief. The House gavels in at 10 a.m. We'll have updates throughout the day, and we're also providing a live stream of the debate. Check for updates on our website, texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're at Texas Tribune. And follow the Bree Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas Rural Healthcare Association, the Healthcare and Economic Development Symposium. A Rural Perspective, May 19th and 20th, will feature experts answering questions regarding areas of concern, like economic development, health disparities, access to high-speed internet, and rural recovery efforts. Find out more at trha.org.